preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Make our Welcome, own folks. And our own smoke too. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon radio show. You're on April 6th, 2023. And I'm talking to you from my home here in North Dakota, in the far-off wilds of North Dakota. And all this show being brought to you through the good graces of your favorite network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, in Round Rock, Texas. Due south, straight south as the crow flies. Not only the crow, but the Canadian geese who fly straight south of here. I don't know. Where do they go, actually? I see them go over. They're heading back to Canada now, flying overhead. And then come next winter, they'll fly again south to wherever they go. Giant birds. They're not like regular geese or regular ducks. They're as big as a big kid. And I am James Kelso, not a Canadian duck or goose. And we'll be together for the next hour, as we are Monday through Friday, this being Thursday, from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm really up here at the northernmost parts of North Dakota, on the Red River, as it flows into Canada. We have quite a relationship with our Canadian patriot friends next door. All the businesses here have, well, not all of them, but so many have an American flag flying out front, but they also have a Canadian maple leaf. Some of you older, like myself, will remember the previous Canadian flag, which was wonderful. Much better than the maple leaf flag. But, well, that's the flag we've got. And it's a nice bit of flaggery. If you want to call in, the number here is, as I look across the Red River, it's 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. I thought we were done with the snow for our winter, but, well, we had one more good snow left in the... This is a prolonged winter here. I mean, after all, we've got, you know, how dare you? We've got global warming. Greta told us we had, you know, world's most prominent climatologist and weather scientist, Greta Thunberg, has told us we have global warming. So expect longer winters, colder winters, more snow. Anyway, somehow that doesn't make sense to me. Global warming means longer, colder winters. What did I miss there? All right, we had one more snow, and I don't know how many inches we had here. It was beautiful snow, my goodness. But it was like, oh, I don't know, a foot of snow in all in one night. It was wonderful. just fluffy, piled up everywhere, fly in all the trees and so on. Beautiful. It prompted me to reread an ancestor of mine, a cousin, so to speak, fifth cousin, John Greenleaf Whittier, and read his poem Snowbound, his book Snowbound, which came out in 1866, I think. And beautiful poetry about what it's like to live in the north like this and live in the snow and what it was like for our ancestors when they got snowbound. The thought came to me because my neighbor was snowbound. He couldn't get out of his, he couldn't open his screen door outwards because there was too much snow up against the screen door. So I rescued him by shoveling up to his screen door. And the he was just a little bit too old to climb out a window, which is what I would have done, is climb out the window and fall into the snow and then on the shovel of snow away from my screen door. The if you want to call in, do so tonight, and we will proceed. Let me get my message board up here. And I think I'm going to start off tonight's show with the subtitle, The Eric Trump Show. I'm widening my understanding of Eric Trump, being so impressed with this man. 39 years old. He's not an older guy. He's 39 years old, Eric Trump. He impressed me so much in the unfolding of events in the procession between Mar-a-Lago and LaGuardia, and then Trump Tower, and then the county courthouse. I think it was a county courthouse in probably lower Manhattan. I was so impressed with this giant of a man, Eric Trump, 39 years old. His wife is very active. I'm very impressed with her. And I've never known. I need to hear her say how she pronounces her name, because everybody pronounces it Laura, L-A-R-A, or Lara, L-A-R-A, or Lara. So we got three choices, Lara, Lara, Laura. She would probably say they're all correct, but I'd like to hear what her preferred pronoun is for herself. Lara, Lara, or Laura. But she is beautiful inside and out. The mother of their two children, the oldest of which, I don't know, was born in 2017, so it was probably around 6 years old. And they got married in, when did they get married? Well, we'll read up on that in a bit here. But first, I want to hear Eric Trump. And of course, both sons are very impressive. The oldest son, Don Jr., he knocked me out long ago. But now Eric also impresses me tremendously. So let's go. Let's go there now. Let's listen to Shut Up, Kelso, and let's listen to Eric Frederick Trump. Where does that name Frederick come from? Those of you that are Orange Man aficionados will recall that Frederick is the much-loved father of Donald Trump, who founded the Trump real estate organization from their location in Queens, New York, which is on Long Island. And it was Don Sr. who had the temerity. His father thought, boy, you're going into the lion's den here. If you go into Manhattan, you might want to just continue investing and building in Queens. Don Sr., his son, in his 20s, said, nope, I'm taking the dive into Manhattan, which is where I was born, on Fifth Avenue, and that's where Donald Trump was. At his, he stayed there on Fifth Avenue in Trump Tower. Let me see if I can remember the address. It's in the 700 block of Fifth Avenue. And I was born not only in Manhattan, but on Fifth Avenue, just up the street at Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital, just past the Metropolitan Museum of Art, just across the street from the Botanical Garden. Okay, let's listen to Eric Trump. Here he is. He's appearing on the Sean Hannity Show. This was either yesterday or the day before. Very current.
I have to wonder, how's the Trump family holding up? Here now, the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, Eric Trump, is with us. Eric, I had mentioned earlier, this has started from the moment your dad came down the escalator, and it's going to be a long 2 years based on what we are reading is coming down the road. I can only imagine your family's reaction to all of this today.
Well, Sean, we've been living with this for the last 6 years, as you said, and I have to say I've spent every minute of the last 36 hours with my father, and I have never seen a stronger, more determined person in my life. My father's got more backbone than anybody I've ever met. He's an absolute rock. And it really dawned on me when we flew into LaGuardia Airport on his plane. We hopped in the motorcade. Every single intersection was closed. The FDR was closed. There was an army around Trump Tower. There's an army around the courthouse. There was barricades all over New York. Literally, Alvin Bragg caused 38,000 NYPD officers to be distracted from their jobs. Over $200 million are estimating that trip was. For what? For a $130,000 payment? It's insane. How many people in New York died because the entire NYPD wasn't doing their job because they were dealing with Alvin Bragg's political charade? And people have to put this in perspective, Sean. They're doing this to persecute a guy that's winning the Republican nomination by 35 points. Is not even close. They want.
And let me just intersperse a little commentary, because I'm watching this as you're listening to it. This part of accompanying what Eric is saying, I guess it's Sean Hannity who's putting this up. His producers are putting up images of something I remember very well. I used to live a few hundred yards away from Mar-a-Lago, across the Intracoastal Waterway. The two towns, there's the very fancy town of Palm Beach, which is a little island. And then if you cross the Intracoastal Waterway to where mere mortals live, that would be West Palm Beach. But I had a clear view of Mar-a-Lago, sort of, kind of, you look through the trees, and you got the right angle, and could kayak across the Intracoastal Waterway and be right there at Mar-a-Lago in, well, I don't know, what did it take, a few minutes to cross the Intracoastal Waterway. But the road there, Southern Boulevard, that crosses the bridge to Palm Beach and Mar-a-Lago, which is the old Marjorie Weather Post estate, an unbelievable mansion. Every inch lined with patriots, and patriots behind patriots, flags, everybody with flags. You've never seen anything like this. You know you're in Trump land when you see something you've never seen before, among the many things you will never have seen before. Everybody has a really beautiful, big flag of some sort that says, let's go Brandon, or Trump won, or MAGA, or an American flag, or a flag with a big picture of Donald Trump on it. And they're all beautiful flags, big flags, not chintzy, expensive, beautiful flags on big poles. Everybody's waving a flag or something, and everybody's wearing or waving something. There aren't any people clothed in just drab street clothes. It's unbelievable. It's like a giant American flag. The entire event, whether you go to a Trump rally or a Trump procession or cheering crowd, Trump rally. So that's what's happening as Eric speaks. So back to Eric. But he drove through this. He said, I've spent every minute of the last 36 hours with my father. So that's one reason I love to hear these testimonials and hear what is said by Eric and by Don, and also by Tiffany or Ivanka, or soon, I hope, maybe someday Barron is I think he's only 17. I hope that he'll be a voice we hear someday soon. But Eric and Don, I love to hear them because they are so present with their father all the time. They are the two trustees in control and in charge of the Trump Organization.
Want to take him out of the race? They started this 6 years ago when they subpoenaed every single document, 11 million documents from the Trump Organization. They couldn't find a damn thing. And this is what they're doing in the 11th hour when they see how well my father is doing in the polls, because America is failing right now on every single metric. They're going after him. They've weaponized the system. Alvin Bragg did it. Letitia James did it. They're doing it in Georgia. They're doing it all over the place. They want a tsunami of legal challenges to weigh over the president. And they think he'll give up. The one thing I'll tell you, Sean, my father will never, ever give up. You saw it tonight. He's going to fight. And I promise you, mark my words, I'm saying it here on your show for the first time, I promise you he is going to win in 2024. Americans see through this charade.
But, Eric, it's clear that they want to keep your father bogged down until 2024. They want him wrapped up in legal challenges left, right, and sideways till 2024. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what other we do know what investigations are going on. We do know that the E. Jean Carroll case apparently is moving forward. I don't know what happens in Fulton County, Georgia, but I lived in Georgia. And if there's any county that would be likely to go after your dad in Georgia, it's going to be Fulton County. And then when you have a special counsel, you never know where those investigations end up.
Well, Sean, they wanted to bog him down in Washington, D.C., too. He was getting so much done for the American people that guess what? They did impeachment one. They did impeachment two. They wanted to distract from his time. You know, he's rebuilding the military. He was reducing taxes. He was cutting regulation. You know, he was prioritizing religious freedom. He was prioritizing American first. You know, peace in the Middle East, all the other things. And guess what they were doing at the same time? Let's impeach a guy for doing absolutely nothing wrong.
Do you hear what I'm hearing? In this young voice of Eric, this charging Eric Trump, I think he's taller than his dad and doesn't list his height on his bio here, but he is a go-getter. He is in the fight. I'm liking this. And you notice that Sean Hannity was kind of out of gas and, you know, oh, woe is me. Oh, Fulton County, they're going to really go after him. Oh, be afraid. And Eric Trump is saying, no. It doesn't matter where we are. It's happening everywhere all the time. Of course, he is the mortal enemy of the deep state. They know it. He's the only real threat to the deep state. They must destroy him. And now here's where I'm getting a good feeling tonight. I like to share my good feelings with you because this is as depressing for me as it is for you. This meaning everything that's happening in our world. I'm looking for hope just as you are. And I'm finding a big piece of hope in Don Jr. and now in Eric. I'm highlighting Eric Trump here tonight because this is, you know, it's easy to take things for granted and not see to ignore what you're not looking at. But think of this. Don Trump, the orange man, I think he's 76 years old now. He's got this 39. I mean, can you think of a more opportune, how old was John Kennedy when he ran for president? 1960. 1959. But 39 years old. He is at the peak. He is at just beginning the peak years of his adulthood. We'll be right back with more of this Eric Trump interview. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun, don't shine.
You know, I'm reading up here during the break on I'll call her Laura. Let's just go with Laura, and then I'll get corrected as to what it really is. And I really want to be, say her name just the way she says it. But I'm looking here at her wedding to Eric in 2014. Let's see. Lavish wedding, November 2014. So this is before the Trump political career began. And her name is, her maiden name is Laura. What's her middle name? I think it's Sykes. Her mother's name is Sykes, and her father's name is Unaska. And who is her father? 76-year-old Robert Lunaska, lifetime husband of Linda Ann Sykes, And the Robert Unaska appears to be well-to-do, and what in his active career was a boat manufacturer in North Carolina. That explains why Laura was considering, was it in 2018? She was considering, or 2022, she was considering running for the Senate seat that had come vacant in North Carolina, which was won by Ted Budd. She decided not to run. Ted Budd ran as a Republican and won. But so the fire, she's got the fire. She wanted to run. She was considering running for U.S. Senator. And North Carolina was picked because that's where she grew up. And she's got a brother who is a highly placed official at NASA. So very distinguished family, very successful, and I'm liking Eric's choice of a wife as well. I'm liking Laura, and I'm liking Eric, and that's what this show is starting out as, is the Eric Trump salute. Let me go to, let's see, before we get to any callers, let me continue this Eric Trump interview. This is so good. This really impressed me today. Here we go. Continuing.
Let's impeach him again. Let's go after his Supreme Court justices and, you know, make up stories that they were drinking beer and doing all sorts of things when that clearly wasn't happening. That's all they've ever tried to do. They've always tried to bog him down. And that's exactly their plan right there. They tried to bankrupt him. Clearly that wasn't going to happen. They tried to bog him down. That wasn't going to happen, so they go after his family, they go after his lawyers, they go after his friends, they go after anybody in his inner circle. Sean, this is their plan. They're not even discreet about it. This is what the other party does. They weaponize the system. They weaponize every institution that they can put their claws into. That's what they do. They will win using any methodology that they can. It's not about fair elections anymore. It's not about winning at the ballot box. It's using any method to gain an unfair advantage over your opponent. That's what the Democrats will do. They put my father and our family through hell. And I'm telling you, the American people look through it. They see it. They understand what the Washington swamp is, loud and clear. That's been defined for Americans. And when we got off that plane and you saw tens and tens of thousands of people lining the streets all the way from Palm Beach International Airport to Mar-a-Lago, waving American flags and Trump 2024 flags, Sean, the love is incredible. No one's ever seen that kind of love. And this is coming off of the day that the 45th president of the United States was indicted, and the streets are lined with people literally singing, God bless America.
Oh, I like that. Okay, that was the end of that clip that we have. But I am liking the energy of Eric Trump. I like Laura Trump. And let me just read a bit of his bio here. And this, of course, is, you know, from the enemy at Wikipedia. So this, consider the source. But it says, in May 2020, Eric Trump said on Fox News that stay-at-home orders to combat the spread of COVID-19 were a strategy by the Democrats and the Joe Biden campaign intended to prevent his father's reelection by depriving him of the ability to conduct large campaign rallies. Bingo! We were saying that right here on this show. You got that right, Eric. Trump said that... we'll come back to this. Right after this break, stay tuned. Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Let's take a call. Well, Andy, I'll get you in a moment. In fact, I'll get you right now. Andy, you're on the air.
Hey, all right. Hey, thanks. Hey, Mr. Kelso, thank you for letting me talk to you. Here's what I really want to say to you. With everything that's going on right now, you know, we're coming into a digital currency. We're coming into a lot of different things going on right now. If, in fact, we actually make it to 2024, what difference will Trump make to that?
Well, none at
Can
all.
Can he change it?
No, he won't make any. No, there's really no point to this show. No, there is no point to this show. And whether Donald Trump is reelected as our president actually doesn't matter at all, Andy. I'm glad you had that insight.
All right. Thank you for saying
that. Well, I mean, what's the point of your question?
With you.
Wait, no. Okay. Well, we're on the same page, Andy. Absolutely. The whole thing is pointless, and we should all start drinking.
Well, no, everybody should be drinking. You know, yes. This ain't no time to be sober.
Are you actually drinking right now, crack. Andy? Have you got something?
No,
are you pouring something right
Absolutely
now?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No. Okay. Why would you say that, Kelso, on the air?
Because
like that?
What you're
Why
saying
you
is
say
what
that?
Is it? What you're saying is something you would hear from a drunk. What's the point? If Donald Trump
opinion,
wins the presidency,
that's your opinion of a drunk. My opinion is what does any of this matter? Any of what's going on right now, what does it matter? Do we even make it to 2024?
Okay, Andy.
No, and look, all right, you always take me as a critical call. I'm not being critical at all. All I'm doing is asking questions. I'm not trying to make you feel...
Okay, all right, well, then I'll take it. This is a serious call. Okay, what is the difference, if you let me tell you what the difference is? If Donald Trump is reelected, well, let's put it this way. If he will win, in the November 2024 election. If the election has not been stolen, and if he is sworn in on January 20th, let me finish, Andy. If he is sworn in on January 20th, 2025, Donald Trump will save America. If he is not elected, if the election is stolen, if he is destroyed in some way before the election can take place, there is a distinct possibility. I'm not going to say I don't. I always keep hope up. We will always fight. We will never say such things as what difference does it make? It makes the whole difference. If he is destroyed and if he does not become president, there is a distinct possibility that freedom in America is dead. There is a distinct possibility, I'm talking about things that might just seem consequential to you, Andy, Western civilization is terminated. Now, does that go high up your Richter scale there? Western civilization terminated. Communism may end up, if he is turned away, cheated away, communism may take over planet Earth, headed by Xi Jinping, head of the most evil organization in the history of the Earth, the Chinese Communist Party. I don't know if you have any children, Andy, but for all of us, whatever children we have and whatever grandchildren they might produce for us, they will grow up in a slave, planet.
Let me throw this in here so you can get back to your show. Yes, okay. I do have children. I have four children. My youngest is 23 and my oldest is 34. So, yes, I do have children. And yes, you know, Kelso, I have been on this planet for 56 years, and I'm not finding the same satisfactions that everybody else is finding. I'm outside that realm of the satisfaction of people. I am deciding, what is it going to take for me to survive in this world? So Ronald Day, whatever, all these political people. Kelso,
okay, well,
they don't mean nothing to me. None
okay,
of them
Andy,
mean
Andy, all right. Well, we could.
So
all right, we've got that message loud and clear, Andy. And hey, I want to thank you for making the effort to call in
all
and
right,
put together
great
a message.
No, hey, Kelso, actually, I want to thank you for taking my call because I know we have this little history thing.
Okay, Andy. All right, thank you for calling. So
take
long.
Care of yourself.
You too. All right, I may have been a little bit too harsh there on Andy. But that's exactly what we don't want to do. We don't want to give up, and we don't want to become cynics. And I like what we want to adopt here, folks. Assume the attitude of Eric Frederick Trump, 39 years old, father of two, a son who's about six, born in 2017, and a daughter subsequently. And his wife, Laura, I mean, and now, why is this important? I interrupted my own thought earlier about taking something for granted or not noticing something that's right in front of us, because it's right in front of us. Donald Trump, among his many attractions as our leader, are his children. And Eric Trump is the subject of my admiration tonight. Donald Trump has, it's great to have little kids. I've got little kids. But little kids are, you know, you're not going to turn the microphone over to your little kid. They're cute and they're wonderful. And they're the reason we live. They're the reason we strive. But if you've got a 39-year-old son who's at the top of his form, who lives, by the way, I just found out, he lives in Jupiter, Florida. Where is Jupiter? That's less than 15 miles up the beach from Palm Beach. And it's also wonderful. It's up there with Hobie Sound, Jupiter. Those, some of the most fabulous people on Earth live there. So he's right next door to his dad. His mom was Ivana Trump, who just recently passed away. This is not something to just take for granted or pass over lightly. He's got a team. This is what my point. Donald Trump, the orange man, has a very powerful team in his family. And this is not a given. Not everybody has a very powerful team. How powerful is Eric Trump? I'll tell you what. I am so happy with this man. If he were to run, I'm not proposing this, but just to give you the measure of my admiration for him, if he were Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate, I would be perfectly happy with that. If he were to succeed Donald Trump, if he were to, let's see, Donald Trump will be the president from 2025 until 2029. So on January 20th, 2029, I'd love to see Eric Trump's hand on the Bible taking the oath of office. He would be about 44 years old. Perfect. John F. Kennedy age. Perfect. To take the oath of office. Lara, I've just read a little bit about her. Her dad was a boat builder, a Christian family, living in North Carolina. And Eric dated her for a number of years before they married in 2014. And she was involved with employment in the Trump Enterprises. So this is what I'm saying is dream family. I haven't seen the pictures of the kids. Well, I have seen the kids. We've all seen the kids. We've been taking them for granted. They've been up on those stages. They've been held up by Eric in his arms there. Little kids. It's a dream family. And notice he's charging. Notice Eric is in the lists. So that's a good one. That's another favorite word for somebody with a lisp. In the lists, help. So there he was with his father every minute of the last 36 hours at the point of time of that interview. Wonderful. Okay, let's go to I'm looking at a picture of Jupiter. I used to live down there. So Jupiter, Florida, I mean, it's wonderful there. It's not wonderful because Ron DeSantis was boosted into the governorship by the support of Donald Trump, who pulled Ron DeSantis from a sure defeat, both in the primary and the general election. Ron DeSantis was rescued from defeat twice by this good man, the orange man, Eric's dad. All right, let's go to the president's. Let's look for a message. Let's update our Trump account here. 5.13 million followers on Truth Social, and the most recent post. Let's get it here. He asked us a question 4 hours ago. Now it's going to get white hot. I mean, is this not white hot? It will get even hotter. What is hotter than white hot? I used to do metal work, so I know about red heat and orange heat and yellow heat and white heat. What do you get at before beyond white hot? Plasma? It will get to a plasma state. the president writes 4 hours ago, why is Fox News using fake news CNN polls? Because they are fake. Even though I am leading by a lot. I'm leading Biden by 9 points, even in the fake polls. I'm leading Social Security cutting to sanctimonious by 35 points. MAGA. That's just his salute saying, make America great again. That's his most recent post to us. And prior to that, he wrote this 4 hours ago. These morons in the White House, by the way, speaking of tone, this is a nitpicking, but it's important, actually, when you're talking about national politics. I think Eric may be the more, well, in terms of his rhetoric, Eric achieves, in my opinion, you might differ with me, he has a more presidential tone than his older brother, Don Jr. They're both brilliant. They're both right on the money. I love them both. I would be happy with Don Jr. as a running mate and as our 48th president. But Eric has a presidential tone that Don Jr. does not have as strongly. And he has, not to fault the man at all, but Eric has the more, how would you say, picture-perfect presidential life. The wife, the kids, the all of it. And he looks the part. Well, both very handsome men, Don Jr. and Eric. But I'm just telling you, if I had to pick between the two at this point, and this is almost a silly statement to make, but if I had to pick right now, you can have Don Jr. or you can have Eric as your 48th president. I think I'd go with Eric. And who's the greatest racehorse? Okay, well, you know, is it Swaps? Is it Kelso? How about Kelso? Citation? You know, Swaps or Citation? Which one? You know, they're all great. Don Jr., Eric. Which one is Swaps? Which one is Citation? They're all great, but I like Eric. Here's Don Sr. He says this: these morons in the White House, and I'm saying this because you notice the president's language. He has, the president has, he's got salty language. Salty is not even the right word. He's got powerful language, the president has. Don Jr. is a little more salty, a little bit more of a sailor. Kind of a little bit more, and that's just a little bit beyond the presidential, I think, the ideal presidential tenor. That's just me. It's just me. Nobody's accusing me of having proper language. But I'm not running for president. These morons, see, the president calls them what they are. They're morons. Come on, they're morons. The kind of language that Mark Levin had last night in that clip we played. They're morons. See, I would tend to say more things like, I won't even say it on tonight's show, but I would use a word that starts with B, you know, these B blip, 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 tards. and the president will use that word too, very, very judiciously, very sparingly. These morons in the White House who are systematically destroying our country, headed up by the biggest moron, the biggest moron of them all, hopeless Joe Biden, have a new disinformation game they are playing. Blame Trump for their grossly incompetent surrender in Afghanistan. I watched this disaster unfold just like everyone else. I saw them take out the military first, give $85 billion of military equipment, allow killing of our soldiers, and leave Americans behind. Biden is responsible, no one else. Nice, nice message. Okay, here's one. Here's the next article linked to by the president tonight. And let me open this link in a new tab. This looks like another good one. This is one of the president's favorite networks. I hope the Republic Broadcasting Network is on the president's reading list. I hope he looks at our network now and then. But here's one that we know is on his reading list, the Right Side Broadcasting Network. Kind of a little bit confusion there with RBN. But RSBN, the Right Side Broadcasting Network, he links to this article where the article goes this way. This is by one of their best writers, Summer Lane. We'll come to her article that the president recommends for our perusal right after this break. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are there good times?
I'm really over for good. Now, Merle Haggard ends that song by saying, "The good times are not really over for good." And we're not rolling downhill like a snowball headed for... Well, we are rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. But we're not going to enter that hell. Let me continue my encomium to Eric Frederick Trump. Let me make a salute here, kind of an appropriate moment, I think, to make a salute to three Jewish guys who, if you want to find three really powerful Trump supporters who really make a difference in saving America, I'll give you three names. We heard one in our show yesterday or the day before, Attorney Mark Levin, brilliant, hard-hitting, doesn't miss a beat. Donald Trump's principal speechwriter, as I understand it, and a senior advisor in his administration, Stephen Miller, graduate of Santa Monica High School, which were the roots of my raisin. And you should have seen Stephen Miller on shows like Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or elsewhere. And a third Jewish fellow, Wayne Allen Root. And you've heard him on this show. Also a genius with a brilliant, brilliant show and based in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wayne Allen Root spells his middle name A-L-L-Y-N. His initial, easy to remember his initial, his name, used his initials, WAR, Wayne Allen Root. So there are three fellows. So you can think about that. Three of the people I most admire. They've done much more to further the man who will, to answer Andy's question there in Texas, the man who, if he's reelected, will save America. That kind of means a lot. I don't know. What do you think? He'll save America. And have I, in my life, with all my efforts and what I've done, I'm 74 years old now, has what I've done amount to a hill of beans next to Levin? Miller? And Root? No. They've done much, much more than I have. And I have respect for that. Admiration. All right, let's meet up again tomorrow night, Friday night, here in the Trump Clubhouse. As always, see you then.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.